right. This is for numbers, yes?
这个是下个星期要讲，所以这个是min, yeah, numbers, okay. Yes.
So this is what we will do next week.
所以这个是下星，就是为下星期准备的。
Today we are looking at Leviticus.
今天我们要看利未记。
How many of you, when you read Leviticus, find it very interesting and exciting?
多少人读利未记觉得很有趣，也很令人兴奋？
Nobody.
没有人。
Oh, okay.
没人举手。有一位。
I don't know if I can make it exciting.
我不知道能不能让利未记好像听得。
But I hope today to at least give you an idea of why it was an important book.
但是今天我希望给大家一些概念，就是为什么利未记是一本很重要的书。
The Jewish people give their children Leviticus as the first book of the Bible to read.
这个以色列人给孩子第一本要读的圣经的书信就是这个利未记。
They consider it very, very important.
因为他们觉得利未记很重要。
I started by asking or to look at why they needed Leviticus.
我们先来看为什么他们需要利未记。
I told you in Exodus,
在出埃及记里我讲过,
that Exodus tells us God is present among us.
出埃及记告诉我们神和我们同在。
When they saw the tabernacle, they knew God lives here.
他们看到这个帐幕，他们就知道说神就在这里。
Leviticus says,
但是利未记说神是圣洁的。
And so now there's a problem.
所以现在就有个问题。
If God is holy,
如果神是圣洁的,
so holy that he cannot live among sin,
他如此的圣洁, 他不能,
I should say that the other way, that sin cannot live in his presence,
或者另外说就是罪在一个圣洁的神面前是没法存在, 没法生,
then what will happen to Israel if God lives among them and they are not holy?
就是说那以色列人该怎么办呢神在他们中间他们又不是圣洁的
How can sinful people live in the presence of a holy God?
就是有罪的人如何在一位圣洁的人面前生活呢
That it seems to me is the key question for Leviticus
所以呢这个我看的就是利未记的这个重点要问的
We are God's people Israel is God's people
就是说以色列人是神的子民
And God says, I'm going to come down and live among you.
然后神说我会降临在你们中间同在同住。
But if he is holy and we are sinful, then that's frightening.
如果他是圣洁的而我们是有罪的他在我们中间是让人害怕的。
When I was a little child, my parents had a prayer that they taught us to pray.
当我小的时候我父母教导我一个小孩一个祷告
Before we went to bed at night we would pray
每天我们睡觉之前我们会祷告
That we were going to sleep
我们要去睡觉了
And God would watch us all night
神整个夜都会看顾我们
Some days I did not really want to pray that prayer
有的时候我真的不想那样祷不想祷告那个祷告
Because I knew I had done things that day that I shouldn't do
因为我知道那天我做了不应该做的事情
And it did not bring me much comfort to know that God was watching
然后呢想到神呢一直在看着我这个并不让我觉得很受安慰
And if Exodus says God is with us
如果在出埃及记就告诉我们说神和我们同在
But we are sinful people
但是我们是有罪的人
Then that becomes a problem
那就有问题了
Leviticus was needed for them to say, here is how to live with this holy God in your midst.
所以呢，利未记就告诉我们说，有这样一位圣洁的神住在你们中间，你们应该如何生活。
And so I want to look this morning at what it said to them.
所以我想看，就是说对他们，利未记对他们讲了什么。
And then I want to look at what it says to us.
然后我就想说利未记对我们说，对我们的信息是什么。
I'm going to skip a little bit because we don't have so much time. I want to jump to here, I think. Yes. So, let's start with this.
所以我们由这里开始。
I had you look as you read for the word holy or holiness.
我上个星期让大家去看那个圣洁那个词。
God said to Israel,
神对以色列人说,
Be holy.
你们要圣洁。
If I ask you just very quickly, what does it mean to be holy?
如果我很快地问大家,那个圣洁是什么意思?
Someone give me a quick, short answers.
谁能给我一个很简单?
Pardon? Without sin.
他说圣洁就是没有罪。
Absolutely no sin.
就是绝对的,
right?
一点罪都没有。
Is that what you're saying?
那个是
Okay. So God says, be holy.
所以你们要圣洁。
Be absolutely without sin.
就是要绝对的没有罪。
How many holy people are in the room?
那多少人在这里面有可以是称为圣洁的呢?
But God said,
但是神说,
be holy.
但是神说你们要圣洁。
So we have a problem.
所以现在我们就有问题了。
Separated, belong to God.
他说这个是分别出来属于神圣洁是这个意思。
Anyone else?
还有没有别的这个答案就是对圣洁一个简短的定义。
Obey God's words, okay.
听神的话。
When God said to Israel,
当神对以色列人说你们要圣洁。
They had no way to know what that meant.
他们其实没办法明白说这个到底是怎么回事。
They could not look at any of the other gods around them because those gods were not holy.
他们不能看他们周围的那个异教崇拜的那些假神，因为那些神都不圣洁。
They could not look at other people because they didn't know any people who were holy.
他们也不能看人，因为他们不知道有任何圣洁的人。
And so in Leviticus,
所以在利未记。
God begins to define for them what it means to be holy.
所以神就对他们给告诉他们圣洁的定义是什么。
And he does it this way.
神的方式是。
And I'm starting to second guess what I skipped because maybe I'm going to spend more time here. If you're trying to define for someone something they cannot imagine.
如果你想给一个他们没法想象的事情来定义的话。
One way to do it
有一种方式是
is to take things they have seen
就是要用他们知道的看到的东西
and say it's not like this
告诉他们说不是像那样子
it's not this
也不是这样的
it's not that
也不是那样子的
it's not this
也不是这样的
and you start to narrow it down
你就把那个东西开始
you understand?
缩小这个范围对不对
by cutting away the things it is not
就先把那些不是的东西把它给撇开
you show them what it is
然后你向他们显示这个是什么
and so in Leviticus
所以在利未记
God is taking a people who do not know what it means to be holy.
神对一些子民，就是这个百姓说，他们完全不明白圣洁是什么。然后神对他们说
，To be holy means to not be sinful.
你是圣洁，就意味着你不是有罪的。
So now we've taken a whole group of things and said, "All right, that is not holy."
所以你有就一堆的东西，你说哦，那个不是圣洁的。
That's kind of the simplest of these.
那个是一个简化了吧这个问题。
In other words, if you are murdering people,
比如说另外一句话，如果你杀人，
living in adultery,
然后过淫乱的生活，
stealing,
all
of these things,
所有这些事情，
God says you're not holy.
然后神说，那你不是。
You are breaking my commands.
因为你在就是没遵守我的诫命，你在
破坏。So he blocks that off.
所以呢
，but.
但是
Let's go back. I have to pick on our sister because you spoke up, and then everyone else is afraid to speak up.
然后我们要问这位姐妹，因为刚才她讲了。
You go through 24 hours.
比如说你一天24小时。
And for 24 hours, by a great amount of effort.
就是这24小时之内，你非常的用功努力。
You manage not to sin.
你就努力，你就管着自己。
You even on your way to church, when someone cuts into your lane, you don't even cuss at them.
然后呢，比如说你在开车来教会的路上，突然有人开车闯你，就。
Are you now holy?
一点也不，你也不会去说什么不好的词。
Are you now holy? You went 24 hours without a sin. Are you holy?
这些都没有做，你这样24小时你没有犯罪，你是不是就是圣洁了？他
说
不是。
So God said, that's part of it, but that's not enough.
所以呢，你只是说我不犯罪，那还不是圣洁，那只是说这只是不犯罪，只是一部分。
He begins then to tell them,
然后他就告诉他们
that which is holy is not unclean.
就是那个不洁的就不是圣洁的。
He talks about diseases. He talks about various characteristics. And he says, those things are not clean. Now, I don't know how much, if I'm going to get time to talk enough about the unclean laws, but let me explain a couple things. When something was unclean, it did not mean it was sinful. So in other words, a person who had a skin disease was unclean. A lady who had given birth was unclean.
他讲到一个刚生过孩子的那个妈妈，年轻妈妈是不洁净的。
That did not mean
那并不意味着说
this person was sinful.
并不是说这个人就是有罪的。
It didn't mean they were condemned in any way.
也并不是说他们在任何方面就是被定罪。
And contrary to what I always thought growing up, it didn't mean that no one loved them.
就是跟我所从小长大所想象的也相反，就是说不是说没有人爱他们。
Here is what I learned in Sunday school, and it led me astray. So let me answer this in case you learned it in Sunday school.
这是我在那个从小的主日学学到的，可能有点就是走偏了，可能你也有些让你有一些偏离的想法。
I learned in Sunday school that if a person had in the Old Testament had a skin disease,
比如在旧约里边有人他得了皮肤病。
That everywhere they went, they had unclean, unclean, stay away.
然后他们走到哪儿都要说不洁不洁，你们要离这个离他远一点。
And everyone ran from them and threw rocks and hated them.
然后每个人呢就赶快跑开了，然后拿石头打他们。
And that led me to really misunderstand uncleanness.
那个让我对这个不洁呢，我就有一个错误的观念。
Right now is either a good time or a bad time to use this example.
现在呢，这是一个好时。
But let's imagine that our brother here, Quincy, comes in and says, my cough has gotten worse since I came back from China last week. None of us in this room will go to shake his hand. Right? But it does not mean he is condemned.Or unloved. He is contagious. Right? And so we will feed him from a distance. We will say, here is the food. Come get it. Not because we don't love him, but because he is contagious.
我们就会把那个饭放在他跟前说，哦，离他远远的，不是，就说这是你的饭。但是不是因为我们不爱他，而是因为他现在他这个病是传染的。
Uncleanness was not condemnation at all.
所以呢，这个不洁呢，不是说在定罪，这个只是个比喻，他没事儿。
But God was trying to teach them what it meant to be holy.
所以呢，神在教导他们说如何才是这个。
He's marked off sinfulness.
所以神把这个罪呢，有罪的给画出来。
He marks off uncleanness.
然后神现在也把这个就是不洁净给画出来。
If we had time to talk about it, there are characteristics that showed up in the uncleanness.
所以呢，如果有时间，我们没时间谈，就是说这个不洁净的一些特征。
But to shorten a probably 1 hour lecture to 1 minute,
因为我们把一个小时压缩到一分钟来讲。
To be unclean meant characteristics that did not fit with what it ought to be within a person or an animal or a creature. Characteristics that crossed boundaries.
就是说那个不洁净的它等于说有这些不洁净的这个不管是人还是这个动物它已经过了那个洁净的那个界限。
So for instance, seafood that had feet and scales, thank you,
without scale, right?
Was unclean.
它就是说这个海中的那个生物呢，它没有鳞，但是呢有脚，它就是不洁净的。
One of the easiest ways for me to understand it was this.
对我来讲，容易了解的办法就是
，If your skin had some kind of a cut or a scab.
比如说你的
growth, it was unclean.
比如说你的手上有这种受伤或者长了什么东西，你就是不洁净。
But in Leviticus, if your whole skin was covered that way, you were clean.
但是那个利未记里面却也很有意思的，就是说你的从头到脚你都有这个长的这个包，你反而是洁净的。
It was the mix, in other words, that made it unclean.
它其实是一种，他将刚才讲的没讲讲清楚，他说那个不洁的就是一种。
Something
干净的跟不干净的就混在一起就是不洁净的，但是你看他讲看看 I just understand what you said before、okay. 反而是那种就是全身从头到脚都有疮，他说是洁净的，他实际上是指这种混合的是不洁净的。
So a sea creature that had all of the characteristics of fish and none of a land animal was clean.
所以呢就是说在海中的生物，如果它有所有的这个水中生活的动物的这个特点，但是没有任何陆地上的，它就是洁净的。
But if he mixes some visual characteristics of land, feet,
比如，但是他如果有这种岸上的这个动物的这个特点，比如说有脚
，and of sea,
然后他一但是身上又有水中生物的特点，他把它混在一起
，then he's unclean.
所以这样的生物就是不洁净的。
To be holy was to be not unclean.
所以呢？圣洁就是不是不洁净的。
But then that wasn't enough.
但是那个还不够。
Because God is holy, and that's more than just not being sinful and not being unclean.
所以神是圣洁的，不是说就是没有罪的，不洁的就是圣洁。
And so he says, to be holy is to be not common. What is ordinary for everyone.
圣洁也不是说是凡俗的。
And so what he has done in Leviticus is to say to be holy is to be separated.
所以圣洁就意味着在这个里边呢，你要分别出来。
Set apart.
就是分别出来放在一边。
The two places that we see this word holy in the, early in the Bible give us an example of this.
比如说在那个早圣经的前几本书里边讲到圣洁这个词，给我们一些这个概念。
Genesis 2 verse 3.
比如说在创世纪第二章第三节讲到。
The seventh day is holy.
第安息日第七日是圣洁的。
Why?
为什么？
Because God marks it off and says, this day belongs to me.
因为神把那个日子给画出来说，这个是属于我的。
That's the only reason it's holy.
那就是神把它画出来，就是唯一的，它是第七日是圣日的原因。
Is he marked it off and said?
然后神把它画出来。
That day is separated from all the other ordinary days.
它就是画出来，就是说区分出来说这个日子跟别的日子都分别出来。
Exodus.
比如在
Chapter 3.
在那个 Exodus.就是创那个出埃及记第三章。
God says to Moses, "Take off your shoes."
神对那个摩西说，把你脚上的鞋脱下来。
The ground you are standing on is holy ground.
因为你所站之地是圣地。
What makes it holy?
到底是什么让它成为圣地呢？
That God has set it apart.
因为神把这个画出来，区分出来。
This is ground that.Moses has been walking across back and forth as he takes care of his sheep.
这个地方呢，就是摩西常常在那走来走去，去照顾他的羊群。
It is entirely possible that the day before he walked right across that piece of ground and nothing happened.
他比如说头一天，前一天他是可能走过那块地，什么事情都没有。
It's entirely possible that the day before,
在那一天之前，摩西遇见神之前，
one of his sheep nibbled.On the little bush that was there, and nothing happened.
也在吃那个荆棘里的那个叶子，但是没有任何事情发生。
It was ordinary.
那是很
It was, or the Bible term,
就是
it was common.
就是圣经上说的，就是那个凡俗那个词，就是普通的。
But then God comes down.
直到神现在降下来。
And he says, "This is mine."
然后神说，这片地是我的。
And now it's holy.
现在一旦划分出来，就成为圣洁，就是它就是分别出来。
Now, all of this becomes important in the New Testament.
所有这些到了新约就变得很重要。
Because people will sometimes ask,
因为有时候人会问，
Why do we not keep those Old Testament laws?
为什么我们现在不再那个遵守旧约的律法了呢？
We can eat pork.
我们现在可以吃猪肉。
We can eat shrimp.
我们也可以吃虾。
We can eat lobster.
我们也可以吃那个龙虾。
Why did God put that off limits for them?
为什么神在那个时候就是说他们不需要遵守这些了呢？
One reason, or I think the core is this.
我觉得这个重点在于
God is teaching them what it means to be holy.
神在 you mean the Israelites in the Old Testament. 神在旧约里教导以色列人意味着说什么是圣洁。
He is showing how certain things are set apart
他就向他们
as holy and certain things are unholy, unclean.
有些东西你把它有些东西和事情你把它分别出来说这是圣洁的有些不是。
It is to teach them the meaning of holy.
在教导他们这个圣洁的真意意识。
But when we come to the New Testament,
但是我们到了新约时代的时候
we have a much clearer picture of what it means to be holy.
我们到那个时候已经有一个很
No one yet gave me the very best definition of holy anywhere in the Bible.
You mean, 但是在那个旧约的时候它是没有一个这个定义到新约
Not sinful is good.
说比如没有罪是好的
Set apart is good
放在边上分别出来也是好的
But there's a better definition in the Bible
但是在这个里边有个更好的定义就是在对于圣洁
Jesus is the perfect definition of holy in the Bible
耶稣是这个圣经里边完美的对圣洁的一个定义
To be holy is to be like Jesus
就是要圣洁就是要像耶稣
And I know that question wasn't fair since we're looking at Leviticus.
所以刚才讲的这个。
But do you understand? When Jesus comes and lives among us,
当耶稣从天上来住在我们中间的时候
that's a much better example of holy than not shrimp.
然后这个耶稣所展现的这个榜样是个更好的一个就是关于圣洁是什么比那个说不能吃虾这个虾这个更好的一个代表。
You understand?
了解到了吗?
Through him, our understanding of holiness matures.
我们通过他我们对圣洁的这个理解就开始更成熟更全面。
When your children are young,
当我们的孩子们小的时候
you say to them,
你就对他们说
don't ever touch a hot stove.
你就告诉他们不要去碰那个炉子。
Right?
有没有就是那个热的炉子。
Stay away from a stove.
你就离那个热的炉子远一些。
Is that because the stove is sinful?
你是因为这个炉子有罪吗?
Of course not.
当然不是。
But at some point in their life, maybe 12, 13, 14, whatever.
但是到了他们长大一些比如12岁到14岁之间。
You say to your son or daughter,
你就对你的儿子或者女儿说,
I want to teach you how to boil your own eggs for breakfast.
我想让你教你怎么来煮早餐来给自己煮鸡蛋。
Turn this button.
你就开始把这个打开。
When it gets hot, put the water on, put the eggs on, let it boil for this long.
然后呢热一点就把水放进去然后让这个鸡蛋煮多几分钟。
What did you tell them just 10 years before?
但是你十年以前你告诉他们什么?
Don't touch a stove.
别去碰那个炉子。
And now what are you telling them?
现在你告诉他们什么?
Here's how you deal with the stove.
你现在来学习怎么用这个炉子。
Their understanding is maturing.
他们的这个理解力在开始完全在
The rule is changing.
所以呢你的这个规则的你的这个标准也你的规则也在变。
Now, the principle is still the same.
但是那个原则是一样的。
Put your hand on that hot stove and it will hurt.
如果把你的手放在那个热的炉子上你肯定会受伤。
But the specific application of that principle changes based on their maturity.
但是呢，你的这个怎么样实际操作呢？根据他们的成熟度不同，是在改变。
Through us seeing Jesus,
通过我们能见到耶稣。
Gospel of Mark tells us.
比如说，在马可福音告诉我们。
The Book of Acts tells us.
然后在那个使徒行传也告诉我们。
Those laws about clean and unclean food no longer mattered.
所以那些关于那些食物，有些是洁净的，有些是不洁净的，也不太重要。
Because now we had a living first-person example of holy.
所以现在我们有一个活着的，就是第一人。你就能，你可以第一人来显现，能看见的一个活着的一个圣洁的榜样，
圣洁的标准。And that was what we were to follow.
那就是我们要跟随的。
Now you say, okay, in that case, let's just throw away Leviticus. We don't need all that anymore.
如果你说就这样的话，那我们就把利未记给，就把它扔了吧，我们也不需要。
I think Leviticus is still incredibly valuable to us.
就是利未记对我们还是非常的有价值。
To help us to see how this idea of being holy develops.
我们就看到这个圣洁的概念是如何这个发展，如何成熟起来的。
It's particularly important, I think, for two verses.
尤其是有因为两节我们要很就是很重要。
Leviticus 19 tells us,
第十九章第二节说
Be holy.
你们要圣洁。
For I, the Lord your God, am holy.
因为你我耶和华你们的，因为耶和我耶和华你们的神是圣洁的。
We won't get through everything in Leviticus this morning, but I want you to go away with two ideas for sure.
我不是需要把利未记整个讲一遍，但是有两件我要需要大家记住。
The first,
第一
from Leviticus 19:2,
第一个是从利未记第十九章第二节。
The reason we are to be holy.
我们要圣洁的原因就是
is because God is holy.
因为神是圣洁的。
And we are.To be like him.
我们要像神。
He is our model.
他是我们的那个模榜样。
And we are to be like him.
我们要像他。
That's the whole motivation for holiness in Leviticus. And it's the whole motivation for holiness in the New Testament.
这就是说在利未记里面要圣洁和在新约里面我要圣洁的整个动机。
Romans 8:28.
比如说罗马书第八章二十八节。
We know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to His purpose.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被招的人。
And then 8:29 tells us what that purpose is.
然后那个告诉我们这个旨意被招是什么，旨意。
That we will be transformed into the image of His Son.
就是我们效法他儿子的模样。
Holiness is
那个圣洁就是
Christ likeness, God likeness,
就是像基督像神，那就是圣洁。
That's Leviticus 19:2.
那就是利未记的第十九章第二节。
But there's a second thing that you must understand.
有第二件你必须要了解。
Because
因为
many many good people
很多好就是。大家眼中就是好人。
Read 19:2.
他们就读第十九章。
And they say, "Okay, I want to be holy."
他们就说，哦，我要圣洁。
God is holy.
神是圣洁。
I want to be holy.
我也想圣洁。
Read your Bible.
第一个读圣经。
Check.
哦，我读了。
Pray.
祷告。
Check.
我也读了，我也祷告了。
Memorize verses.
背圣经。
Check.
哦，我也做了。
Invite someone to church. Check.
然后邀请人来教会，我也做了，也。也打勾了。
Don't get mad.
不要生气。
Kind of a small check.
打一个小小的勾。
And we make a list.
然后他们看整个的这个他们的清单。
And I have met a whole lot of people who think that holiness equals.
好多人我碰到他们就觉得圣洁就等于。
Being miserable.
就是活得很糟糕，很悲惨。
A list of things you can't do.
就是有一个你做不到的一个清单。
You need to be more holy.
你需要更圣洁。
Now, how many of you?
多少人？我们中间。
When I yell at you and say you need to be more holy.
我对你喊说你需要更圣洁。
It works.
会对你有用吗
？No.
没有。
And it's because we miss something absolutely critical.
因为我们错失了一个非常那个重要的一个很重要关键点。
Leviticus 22.
因为利未记的第二十二章。
Yes, you must be holy.
是的，你必须要圣洁。
For I am the Lord who makes you holy.
因为我是那位叫你成圣的神。
That you must never lose hold of.
所以那个你不能忘掉那个，你不能放掉那个。
We do not become holy by doing a list of things or not doing a list of things.
我们不是说做一些事情，做一个清单上的事情，不做一个清单上的事情，这样我们就圣洁了，不是这样的。
Be holy.
你要圣洁。
As I am holy.
因为我是圣洁的。
And I make you holy.
我会。使你们成圣。
Do you see how incredibly freeing that is?
你看看这个能让我们想想，这个让我们多自由。
Because now I don't have to have a list of rules to make me holy.
因为我现在就没有说一堆规则让我圣洁。
Now, I must also speak to the other extreme.
我要对另外的一个极端来讲。
And here again is where Leviticus is very helpful.
这就是为什么利未记很有用。
I mean, some people whose idea of holiness is
有些人他的对圣洁的概念就是
a list of rules.
就是一堆那个规则。
Keep all these rules and I'll be holy.
我就是把这些规则我都遵守这些我就圣洁了。
And they are miserable people.
他们是好像很过得很不开心。
Because the list of rules keeps growing and growing and growing.
因为他的这个规则越来越多越来越多。
And no matter how long that list gets, you never become holy by keeping them.
因为不管这个你守了多少规则，你永远不会说因为守这些规则而成为圣洁。
That's why the Pharisees were so frustrated in the New Testament. They're keeping all of these.
所以这就是为什么法利赛人他们在这个新约里边，他们非常的灰心丧气，因为他们遵守了这么多的规则。
But that's never enough.
但是那个还不够。
You see, because our sister here who goes 24 hours without sin and now she's holy.
因为比如说我们这个位姐妹，二十四小时都没犯罪。
If we really start to quiz her,
如果我们真的再继续地问她,
we're going to find out that no, she didn't scream at someone, but she really wanted to inside.
她虽然没有对一个人喊，但她里边很想对那个人喊，对不对？
Aha. So she's not holy either.
所以她也不是圣洁。
That's one extreme.
那是一种极端。
The other extreme,
另外一种极端就是,
is to say,
就说
Leviticus 22:32.
因为那个利未记的二十二到三十二节说，神叫你们成圣。
God makes me holy.
哦，神让我成圣。
So what is my part?
所以我的责任是什么呢
？Que sera, sera. Whatever will be, will be.
不管是有什么就是什么吧。
When God gets ready to make me holy, He'll do it.
如果神已经准备好要让我圣洁，神就会让我圣洁。
Meanwhile,
在同时。
As Augustine prayed,
就像那个奥古斯丁祷告的,
Lord, make me pure, but not yet.
说神啊，你现在让我洁净嘛，但是还再等等。
That's also not a biblical picture of holiness.
那个也不是说圣经上对这个就是依据圣经的一个圣洁。
Leviticus says,
那个利未记说
God makes me holy.
神让我成圣。
But He does that through.Guidelines and working in my life to teach me how he wants me to live.
但是神是通怎么样让我圣洁，是通过一些有这个规则，然后也是在我的生命中工作教导我，让我成为圣洁。
In the New Testament,
在新约里边
，Peter will explain it this way.
那个彼得是这样解释的
：God has given to us all things.Necessary for godliness.
神已经将一切关乎敬虔的事赐给我们。
God has what?
神怎么？神的神能。
What did I say?
刚才给我们说什么了 ？Gave us, granted.
Given.
就是赐给我们。
It's a gift.
那是神给我们的礼物。
And then he says.
然后他继续。
For this reason.
因为这个原因。
Because he gave it to us,
因为他已将这个
make
赐给我们
every effort,
所以你就是要分外的殷勤
to grow,
要成长
in godliness,
就是在敬虔上
You see what he's doing there? He is saying it's a gift.
所以彼得说这是神给我们的礼物
Since you've been given the gift,
因为你神赐给了我们这个礼物
This is what you must do.
这就是你必须要做的，就是要分外的殷勤。
Back when I was a pianist,
当我那时候过去还就是弹琴的时候
，sometimes after a concert, someone would say, "Oh, that was so good. I wish God had given me a talent for the piano."
在那个演奏会的时候，别人说，哎呀，他说我希望神也给我这种能弹琴的这种才能才华。
Our sister back here, who is a pianist, can answer, knows, understands this.
那个郑姐妹可能就会说你不了解。
After God gives you that talent, what happens?
神给了你这个才能，给了你这个恩赐，那下边你要做什么呢
？Yeah, at times you think, I wish He'd take the gift back because it requires an awful lot of work, right?
因为你就会说，哎，我希望神没有给我这个才华，这样我就不需要这么努力的去练琴去工作。
Yes, there's a gift.
对，是神给了你那个恩赐。
But quite honestly, that gift without any practice isn't going anywhere.
如果你只有这个才华，你有这个天赋，但是你不一点都不努力去练，你什么也不成。
The wonderful balance in Leviticus is this.
所以这是在这个创立位记里边一个很好的一个平衡，完美的平衡就是。
God, I'm taking them now in reverse. God makes you holy.
就是说神叫你们成圣啊，利未记二十二三十二节讲。
But since he makes you holy,
因为神让你们成圣，
you be holy.
你要你们要圣洁。
You do these things.
你要做这些。
That's where I think Leviticus speaks to us today.
我觉得那个就是利未记对我们今天的信息。
It avoids on one hand a legalistic holiness.
它在一边呢，它就是避免了这种律法主义者的这种。
But on the other hand, it avoids a carelessLack of discipline in our spiritual life.
就是很不在意，就是在属灵上没有任何的这种这种操练。
Now that's the why for Leviticus.
那是缘故，就是为什么我们要有利未记。
Leviticus then starts with a group of laws.
利未记呢，它开始于有两套的律例，就是两套的那个定例。
If you have a New Testament that has the words of Jesus in red.
如果有些人的那个新约圣经呢，他就是说耶稣的话都是用红色的笔来印出来。
Some Bibles put all of the words of Jesus in red in the New Testament.
你大家不知道有没有读，就是新约里边那个耶稣的话都是用那个红色的。
I've never seen this in the Old Testament.
我从来没有在旧约里看到过。
But if there was such a thing as a red letter Old Testament,
如果说在旧约里边神的话都是用红笔来勾
，Leviticus would look like this.
所以利未记会是怎么样呢
？Black letters.
这个黑色的这个字是。
The Lord spoke to Moses from the tent of meeting.
耶和华从会幕中呼叫摩西。
Saying,
对他说
and the rest of the book would be red.
然后从此以后，所有的这个字全是红色的。
It is all direct instruction from God.
这都是利未记里面所有都是从神来的直接的那个命令和律例。
After that opening phrase.
所以在那个最刚开始那句话之后。
And it tells them two things.
这告诉我们两件事。
Number one, it tells them how to approach God.
第一个是说我们这些人如何来到神面前。
The laws of sacrifice.
就是这个献祭的这个条例。
Remember, God is holy.
记住神是圣洁的。
We are not.
我们不是。
So how do we approach him?
所以我们如何来到神面前呢？
I'm not going to go through these laws.
我不会就是过细的走这遍。
But I do want to use one example.
我就用一个例子。
And that is the burnt offering.
就是说就是那个献鸟。
Because
burnt.Okay,
burnt.
就是那个燔祭。
This helps us, I think, to understand some of the meaning of the sacrifices.
所以就可以帮我们了解这个献祭的这个意义。
If you were to bring a burnt offering in the Old Testament,
如果你在旧约里要献燔祭，
you brought it to the temple.
你带到这个旧圣殿。
You laid your hands on the head of the animal.
你要按手在燔祭牲的头上。
That was very important.
那个非常的重要。
Because what that did was to identify you with the animal.
因为你按手在上面就表示你和这个燔祭牲你认同。
Ezekiel 18.
在那个以西结第十八章。
The soul that sins shall die.
就是说which verse? Can you give me the verse?
18:20, Ezekiel.
18, okay. 他就是说那个唯有犯罪的他必死亡。
Whoever sins deserves the penalty.
所以只要不管谁犯罪，他本来是应该死的。
By laying your hand on the head of the animal.
所以当他把这个手献祭的人放在
这个 The worshipper was saying,
这个动物的头上的时候，这个献祭的人就是说
I'm the one that should be sacrificed.
我本来是应该是被献上的那个祭物。
I deserve death.
我应该被判死刑。
Now, in the New Testament,
应该是我应该死在新约里。
In the New Testament,
在新约里边。
What is the equivalent of that?
那个跟这个按手在这个祭物上相同的是什么呢？好友。
Jesus is the sacrifice.
就是那个。
Baptism gives us that picture.
其实那个受洗就是相当于就是这样一个图片。
I think in the New Testament, the word that sums up this second step is the word repentance.
我觉得第二步就是说你要 you mean the put your hands on the burnt.
Yeah.
Yeah, 就是说你按手在献祭牲的头上，在新约里就意味着就是说悔改。
In other words, in repentance,
就是说在我们悔改的时候
I say and I mean,
我就说我意味着说
I deserve God's judgment.
我本来是应该受神的，为了因为我的罪，我要受神的审判。
Becoming a Christian is more than just, yeah, you know, I've probably done some things I shouldn't have done, but Jesus will forgive me.
不是说你随便做啊，说哦没关系，耶稣会原谅我。
It is recognizing.
这是真的知道。
I am a sinner.
我是罪人。
I deserve judgment. That's what Romans 3 is all about.
就是说本来是我应该受审判，这是罗马书第三章讲的。
Then, when I come to Christ and in baptism,
当我就是来到耶稣面前，当我真的
I am saying he died in my place. I am laying my hands on the sacrifice.
就是我把我的手放在这个祭牲的头上，耶稣替我死了。
The other thing that happens, the next step,
另外一个就是要说的就是
and for a long time I missed this.
有很长时间我都没有理解这个。
You bring the sacrifice,
你带了一个祭牲来。
You're at the altar,
你在这个燔祭坛上。
The priest is standing here,
然后这个祭司就站在旁边。这个
You lay your hands on the head of the sacrifice and say,
你把手放在这个祭坛上。
I deserve to die.
这个祭牲上面，然后你说我本来应该是我死的。
Now the animal must be killed.
现在这个动物，这个献祭的这个动物必须被。
Who kills it?
要杀那个献祭，要宰那个献祭的动物。那到底是谁宰那个祭物呢
？Priest.
是那个祭司吗？宰那个祭物吗
？For a long time, I would have answered priest.
很长时间，我一直以为是那个祭司宰那个祭物。
Unclean. And then one day,
打了个喷嚏吧，就吓走
了。I used the wrong example, didn't I? And then one day I read it.
然后呢，我又仔细的读。
I have learned when you're teaching, you should always read the Bible before you teach it. It's very helpful.
所以在你教课之前，你最好好好读你的圣经。
The worshipper
是这个献祭的人，在耶和华面前宰这个祭牲，宰这个动物。
The worshipper killed the sacrifice.
是这个献祭的人要把那个献的那个祭物给宰了。
And I still remember when I read that, and it was this light bulb that comes on.
所以当我读的时候，好像真的是灵光一现呢。
Because this was not this impersonal. Here, you do all the dirty work.
好像说就是好像很没关系的说哦，你是祭司，你来杀这个献祭的这个动物。
I sinned.
我犯罪了。
I lay my hands to say I should die.
我把我的手放在祭牲上，那个祭牲上说，本来应该是我死的。
And now I have to take the knife.
现在我必须要拿出刀来。
And slit its throat.
我要宰这个祭牲。
Do you see how intimately involved in this process?
你看到这个
献祭的人， the worshiper
was. 就是这个敬拜的人，他有多么的，就是很，就是切身的进到这个献祭的过程中吗？
Why do you think?God required them to do it that way.
为什么神要让这个献祭的人，这个敬拜者去杀这个祭牲呢？
You see, all of this is an object lesson for us.
所以这个都好像是一个实物教材，实物教课。
And he is wanting those worshippers to understand the horror of our sin.
所以神是想要这些献祭的人真正了解说他们这个罪的可怕。
The badness of our sin.
就是我们的罪有多糟糕，多可怕。
Because most of us think we're pretty good people, right?
大多数人都觉得我们是挺好的人。
Don't we think we're pretty good?
我们都觉得自己挺不错的。
And other people do really bad sins, but really what we do isn't that bad.
别的人做的事情很糟糕，那我们做的没那么糟糕。
And God wanted His people to understand.
神想要他的百姓了解。
The sins that I do are bad.
我所犯的那些罪是很糟糕的。
Bad enough to require death.
是非常的糟糕，所以呢，糟糕到这种程度是需要献祭，需要死。
When I've talked to young people at the college about temptation,
当我在这个大学里边教这个年轻人关于这个诱惑试探的时候，
I've sometimes said to them,
我有时候对他们说，
It doesn't matter how many times someone yells at you, you shouldn't do that.
不管说，
It's probably not going to change.
如果我对一个年轻人说，不管对方对你怎么喊，你不应该喊，这个可能也不，他不一定会这样做。
But if you can ever really get a picture of that sin,through God's eyes.
但是如果你就是说从神的眼睛来看这个 这个对人家这种喊叫的
，How terrible that is through His eyes！
如果你通过神的眼光来看这件事情的话
，How it breaks His heart！
就是让神多么的伤心。
Now you have a whole new motivation to run from that temptation.
现在你就有一个完全就是一个不同的一个动机来让你不要远离试探。
Now it's not just a little thing.
现在对你来讲这个试探就不是在
小事情。It is something that requires you to take the knife and cut the throat of the sacrifice.
这就是需要你真的是把刀拿出来去宰那个祭牲的一件事。
It causes pain to the God you love.
因为你落入试探会对爱你的神让你的爱你的神非常的痛心。
I think the reason that God made this so personal to them.
就是说这个献祭的过程是这个献祭者是要对他来讲他是要就是基本上是每个过程都要参与的。
Was for that worshipper to walk out of that temple.
因为神想要这个献祭者这个敬拜者离开这个圣殿的时候。
Saying, oh.
他会去觉得想。
Look at what I've done.
你看我做了什么
Look at how terrible.
你看这个多可怕多糟糕
Then, and here's where we're going to have to quit today.
然后现在我他就会
After I have done that.
在他这样的献过祭之后
Now the sacrifice is burned up.
现在这个祭物都已经被烧掉了
And I can walk out saying.
然后我就可以走
Yes, what I did was terrible.
虽然我做的非常的糟糕可怕
But greater than the terrible thing I did is the grace that allows me to leave free of that sin.
就是说比这个罪比这一切更大的事情就是说是神给我的这个恩典让我可以从这个圣殿可以这样子白白的就这样走出去不受惩罚。
My favorite hymn writer, Charles Wesley, wrote a hymn that says this.
我最喜欢的就是乔尔斯那个卫斯理他写的一首赞美诗就是
Teach us...The disease.
教导我们这种疾病
And teach us the cure.
也教导我们如何得医治
And that's what the sacrifices do.
所以这个就是献祭所做的
You see, if we don't understand the disease, the cure doesn't mean very much.
如果我们不知道这个疾病有多严重，那你被治疗了，你也没觉得有多宝贵。
This is where much evangelism, I think, falls short.
这就是我觉得现在的这种所谓的传道家，他们
because we are going to people who do not know they are sinners.
他们去到一些人面前，他们这些人并没有真正认识到说自己是罪人。
They think they're good people.
他们都觉得自己挺不错的。
And we're saying, I have good news. You can be forgiven for your sins.
我就跟他说，哦，有好消息啊，你的罪被赦免了。
And I think, I'm not a sinner. I'm not bad.
然后那人就说我不是罪人我没那么糟糕
Right?
对不对
You go out here to the ocean and throw your arms around a champion swimmer and say I'm here to rescue you they are not going to say thank you
如果你到那个海上你去救一个那个游泳冠军你对他说我来这儿我来救你那个人也不会说很感谢你
They don't need rescued
他们不需要被拯救
And we are trying to rescue sinners who don't know they need to be rescued
我们想要去拯救那些不觉得自己被需要拯救的罪人。
Leviticus does what Romans will do in the New Testament.
这利未记所做的在新约的那个罗马书就先做
了。To say I have good news, gospel.
他首先说保罗说我有好消息。
And it starts with this.
他是怎么开始的呢
？You are a sinner.
你是罪人。
Condemned in the eyes of God.
你就是在神的眼里你是被定罪的。
And you deserve judgment.
你本来是应该被定罪的，被审判的。
Then,
接着之后,
the gospel becomes good news.
在那之后,福音才成为好消息。
Because then we know I need rescue.
然后之后你就说,你知道说我需要被拯救。
The cure is good news once we understand the disease.
只有说当我们真正知道这个疾病有多严重,多可怕,这个才有这种治疗的办法。
Leviticus helped them to see the disease.
利未记帮助他们能看到这个疾病有多严重。
And then it helped them to see the cure.
然后也让他们接着看到这个医治。
That through the sacrifices.
然后通过这个献祭。
God had stepped into their world.
神来到他们的世界当中。
And brought forgiveness.
然后神带来了赦免。
And so the first part of the book is all about how we approach God.
所以呢，利未记的第一部分都是说我们如何来到神面前。
Not through what we deserve, but through. The sacrifice.
不是通过我们的 我们做了什么职责，而是通过献祭。
And I have to make sure you understand this, or you'll miss the whole point of Leviticus.
如果你不了解这一点，你就没有办法知道利未记到底的重点。
Who thought up this system?
是谁把这个系统带来的呢？献祭的过程。God.
God.
是神给他们告诉他们如何献祭。
This is all about grace.
这个都是恩典。
This was not about them working hard enough to earn and deserve God's favor.
不是说他们很努力，他们做得够好，所以他们配得神的这个恩典。
It was God saying, "You have broken my law. You have separated us."
神说，你们已经破坏了我的律法，你已经分开了，跟我隔离了。
But in grace, I am going to provide a path to restore that relationship.
在恩典之中，我会给你们一个回来，我们能够重新修复关系的途径。
The sacrifices are a system of grace.
这个献祭的这套条例是一套是恩典的条例。
Sometime we'll talk about how they became works, but what God provided was a system of grace.
但是说他们本来是做的是这个，好像只是工作，但是神如何通过这个给他们恩典。
All right, we're out of time. Let's pray.
我们已经过了时间，祷告，一起祷告。
Dear God, all of us deserve your judgment.
主啊，我们所有的人真的都是应该被你审判的。
All of us deserve death.
我们所有的人都是该死的。
But you are a gracious God.
但是你是一位有恩典的神。
And you have provided forgiveness.
你已经给真的是有赦罪之恩。
Don't let us ever take that for granted.
不要让我们把这个就是当成理所当然。
But would you remind us day after day to be thankful for the wonderful gift you have given us?
就是让我们每一天都有颗感恩的心，因为你给我们这种奇妙的礼物。
And would you help us to share that gift with those around us?
也让我们能把这个礼物跟周围的人分享。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名，阿门。